Okay, we use a technique called guided meditation. It takes you just deep enough, you're still in complete control and conscious in a deep enough state that many people can get some access to their past lives. So listen to me carefully, close your eyes, become very relaxed. The first thing we need to do is just relax completely. Relax completely, let all of your cares just melt away and be in the present moment. First of all, visualize a beam of light coming from the ceiling, striking the toes of your right foot. Makes them kind of tingle, feels very good. And coming up, covering your entire foot, making it feel completely relaxed. Now your other foot. The light is pouring, is putting itself all around your other foot until both feet feel just completely relaxed. Now it's going up your right leg, all up your right leg to your hip. All the muscles in your right leg and foot are completely relaxed. Now your left leg. The beam of light is going up your left leg, up through your knee, clear up to your hip, making your left leg completely relaxed. Sense how both legs are just completely relaxed, almost like they were floating on air or floating in warm water or something, just completely relaxed. Now the light is touching the fingertips of your right hand and moving up your arm until it reaches your shoulder, relaxing all the muscles in your right arm. Now your left arm, starting at your fingertips, moving up your wrist, up to your elbow, up to your shoulder. All the muscles in both arms are completely relaxed. Now around your tummy area, completely relaxing, up through your chest, all the muscles in your torso, all the muscles in your back, all the muscles in your shoulder are so relaxed, so completely relaxed. Now your face, all the muscles in your chin, your nose, your eyes, your head, your neck, top of your head. Your whole head is completely relaxed. All the muscles in it are very peaceful and relaxed. Now visualize the light starting at your head and going down to your toes and then coming up again, relaxing your whole body as if it's floating on a cloud. Feel so comfortable, so peaceful. In the state of peace, you can go anywhere you want, think anything you want, remember anything you want. Go back to any feeling that you want. You are free. You feel so free. You feel so free, you can feel yourself floating. You're floating up through the ceiling. Up through the ceiling, and there's a cloud up there. You're going to float up and float right onto this cloud. The cloud is so comfortable. Now the cloud's moving. By the power of your mind, this cloud will move wherever you want. Now move this cloud around by the power of your mind. And you're completely safe on this cloud. Completely safe, just floating around. Your mind has full power to float around. You're floating around over the top of Boise now. You can just float all over. Now float over to a park. Find a park. You find a park there. Now you float over it. You see the green grass, you see a body of water there, you see people walking around, you see a body of water and some ducks in it, ducks are quacking all around there, you see a kid riding a bicycle, you see some people out jogging down below there. See other people just out walking, enjoying themselves. And you see some other people just sprawled out on the grass, just enjoying the sun. Okay, you can make this go wherever you want. Let's take a trip. Let's go north. Go north, and you can go as fast as you want. You're going pretty fast. And you're coming up north, and you're going to approach on a bunch of pine trees up there. Oh, it's a beautiful area in northern Idaho. And you're going clear up to McCall, and in McCall they got this great big lake, and the lake is surrounded by pine trees, and you're there already. And you feel like going in the middle of the lake. Okay, you're still on the cloud, and you're floating right to the middle of the lake. And you go a little bit higher, and you can see the whole lake at one time. It's a beautiful, big lake. And beautiful homes or cabins are built on near the edge of the water. And you see people out there. You see boats on the lake. You see all kinds of interesting activity. Okay, you just float around wherever you want. Now you float over the city of McCall. It's a small recreational city, and there's buildings, and there's a golf course. You see a golf course over there, and when you look the right direction, you see people walking around. They don't seem to see you, but you can see them. You can float down a little bit closer, or you can go up higher. You can do whatever you feel like doing. Matter of fact, you can even go to the moon if you want. Would you like to go to the moon? You think, oh, why not? Use the power of your mind, and you're just going to leave this earth and you're going to go up into space, up beyond the clouds, way up there, and you look down and it looks like you're in a space shuttle or something. You see the whole planet there below you. Boy, that's cool. You see oceans, you see continents, you see the earth is very beautiful. You didn't realize how beautiful it was from space. Okay, you go further and further, and you see the moon up there. You decide, well, why not go to the moon? So you take off, and now you're headed toward the moon at great speed, going faster and faster, but you're completely safe. This cloud can take you wherever you want in complete safety because it's controlled by you. Your will controls it completely. You are in complete control. Okay, you go to the moon, and it looks like you're arriving at a place where the astronauts must have lived. It's really a lot of craters around, a lot of just dust and kind of grayish. And you think, boy, I'm glad I'm not living here on this moon. I know where I want to go. I want to go to the sun instead. So you look up at the sun, and you can look at the sun through your spiritual eyes, and it doesn't hurt at all to look at the sun because you're looking at your spirit with your spiritual eyes. And the sun seems very friendly. So you take off, and you head right to the sun. And as you approach the sun, you see these bright solar flares, sunspots, and you wonder, I wonder what it's like in the center of the sun. So you head right toward the sun, we're entering in, and you feel really energized when you enter into the sun. Enter in closer and closer to the center until we get clear to the center of the sun. And right at the center of the sun is a point between spirit and matter that's very energizing and purifying. And you get there and it feels really nice just to bask there, like the purifying fires are purifying you. It's like it's your ultimate home that you're visiting, where you're being purified and stimulated and energized. And you just bask there for just a few minutes. Bask at this point in the center of the sun, taking in the energy of creation. Just take in this energy for just a few minutes. Few seconds. Okay, now you're fully charged and you decide to take off. You're taking off on this cloud again, out of the sun, headed back to Earth. And on, as you enter back into Earth, you go over a forested area. And this cloud drops you off on this path. And you're walking on this path feeling completely energized, completely whole, completely healed, completely empowered. You're completely empowered to go anywhere that you want. And you're walking along this path through a wooded area. It's very peaceful. You feel, hear little animals running about, birds flying around, singing. Everything seems peaceful and in harmony with nature. And as you come to this path, you come to a stairway, and it's got 10 steps on it. And you're going to go down 10 steps, and you're going to go back into the past, back into a different life. You'll know what you know then, feel what you felt then, and be what you were then for a period of time. And if you've gone into the past before, this time you will go somewhere where you've never been before in this life. First step. Second step, deeper and deeper. Third step, deeper still. Very deep and peaceful, going back into the past. Past, Father. Fourth step. Fifth step, deeper still. Sixth step. Seventh step. You're returning back into the past. You're going back. Back, back. But before you get back there, I'm going to take you back when you were young. Go back to your first memory, your very first memory that you normally have. You're going to go back there and be there. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to be back at your first memory in the current life. One, two, three. Look around you. Who do you know? Do you see your parents? Do you see friends? Do you see other kids you played with? Do you see animals? Do you see your pet? What do you see? Now you're going back before your first memory. You're only about 2 years old. You're going back to a time that you haven't thought of since you were for a really long time. You're only 2 years old. One, two, three. You're back to when you were just 2 years old. What do you see? Are you in a crib? Do you see your mom and dad? Do you see an animal? Do you see other kids? What is happening? You're back to when you were just 2 years old. Now you're going back to when you were a little baby. One, two, three. You see your mommy. What is she doing? You see what's happening. You can see yourself even. You can see what you're doing. What do you feel? What do you feel from your mother? Does she love you? Is she happy to have you? Is she taking care of you? What is your mother or father doing? What are your friends doing? Or your babysitter, whoever it is that's there with you, what is she or he doing? What are you feeling? Do you feel loved? Do you feel appreciated? Do you feel cared for? And now we're going back back before you were you in your current life. You're back on that seventh step now, and you're going to take the last three steps. In the last three steps, you're going to go back into a previous life, just like you went back to the early childhood. Now you're going to go back earlier still. Earlier, before you were living in your current life. Are you going to the eighth step? Ninth step? 10, you're back. You're back into a previous life. You see as you saw then. You feel as you felt then. You remember as you remembered then. Who are you? What is your name? What were you doing for a living? How old are you in this current life? In this past life that you're in? How old are you? Who did you love? Who was the love of your life? What was your purpose? I'm going to count to three, and the purpose of this life will come to you. One, two, three. You know what the purpose of this life is. You can see it. You can feel it. You can smell what you smelled then. You can taste what you tasted then. You know what your struggles were. You know who you loved. You know who you didn't love. You know who wronged you. You know who treated you right. You know what it is you learned in this life. Okay, now we're going to find another stairway that leads down further and taking you further back into the past. You're going to go 10 more steps, and you're going to go back into another lifetime, another era, another time, where you learn some important lessons. Step 1, 2, 3, going back very deeper into a peaceful state of being so you can go back. 3, 4, deeper. 5, 6, deeper. 7, entering into a peaceful state of being. 8, a peaceful state of being where all things are possible. 9, 10, you're back. You see the past. You see who you were then. You know who you were then. You feel what you felt then. You're there. Concentrate. Focus. You can see yourself. It's coming to you now. Now explore this life, explore the memories. Just take a minute, ask yourself, who was the love of my life? What was my purpose? What did I do for a living or to be useful? Was this a successful life for me? Ask yourself these questions as you look at this life. Okay, now I'm going to count to three, and you're going to return to the present. You're going to have a crystal clear memory of everything that you've seen and feel very relaxed, very good, and very much at ease and at peace. One, you're coming back. Two, you're almost back. Three, you're completely back.